Welcome back to Pheasants Basketball. This is the Pheasants post-game show. And again, the post-game show is brought to you by Kurtz Motorsports. They have a full selection of Textron off-road ATVs and side-by-sides and Arctic Cat snowmobiles. Stop and see Nick or Kurt today at Kurtz Motorsports on West Highway 12 in Aberdeen. So we saw an absolute thriller here in Redfield as the Pheasants defeat the Redmen from Sisseton 61-60 to advance to the second round in the Region 1A tournament. And I'm now joined by head coach Lonnie Stover and also a couple players of the game, Zach Jordan and Mick Hutek. Coach, wow, back-to-back amazing games against this team.
Yeah, I think you had some flashbacks here to last week. we had a big lead, and then we let them back in it there. But our kids showed some really, really toughness tonight. We didn't play our best tonight, and that's a credit to Sisseton. And we just made winning plays. We said that as the fourth quarter started. We said, all right, let's go win this. Let's make some winning plays and go get this thing. And, well, at the end there, that wasn't what we drew up. We had Zach, but Mick just took the ball and got to the hole and got fouled. And big win. You know, it's tournament time. It's all about surviving and advancing. And yeah, now we get to go to Aberdeen. That's our kids are excited.
Yeah, it seemed like they had the wrong personnel on or something, because they had Peterson out there with four fouls and he didn't want to foul UTEC, so he was able to run out like almost 10 more seconds before he was finally fouled there right at the end.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, last time we played and we went 18 or 21 from the line, and then tonight I don't know what we ended up. It wasn't good.
Yeah.
And I thought we could have put them away if we'd have made some free throws there. But boy, we had a stretch here at the start of the fourth quarter where we played really well there and executed stuff we talked about. And you know, both these guys right here, I couldn't choose a player of the game, so they both came up. They both had two seniors that do what seniors are supposed to do at tournament time. So proud of these guys.
So now you guys taking on Aberdeen Ron Colley here on Friday. What do you expect to see out of them?
Same thing. They'll get up and pressure us. And, you know, we've seen a lot of that this year. And, you know, they are who they are. They're good players, but our team's playing really well, too. And, you know, I've told these kids that for the last 2 weeks. We're playing well at the right time of year. And records mean nothing at this point. It's how you're playing. And we're going to go tee it up with Ron Colley on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, and that was head coach Lonnie Stover here. And now I'm also joined by our two players of the game. It is Mick Hutek and Zach Jordan. And guys, man, you guys can't just have a nice, easy game against these guys. You guys have to make it incredibly nerve-wracking for all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, okay, two back-to-back. Almost the same games, at least score-wise, against this Sisseton team. This team, it seemed like you guys started off kind of nice. You guys had the lead for much of the first half, then kind of lost it there at the back end of the second half. What happened at halftime? How did you guys kind of come out? What were you guys told?
You know, we always like to stay positive. We've been in this situation many times before, as you have seen watching our games. You know, sometimes we dig ourselves in a hole, but it's all about fighting and getting back into the game. And I think that's what we do good as a team, is we fight.
What makes this team so difficult to defend? Because you guys definitely had a little bit of trouble with them there at the beginning of the second half.
I think everybody on our team can handle the ball, and we can beat everybody on our team can beat everybody off the dribble. So, and we have a really good post, so it's just hard to guard. So.
So now you guys advance into the second round. It's got to be big for you guys. I know after last year you guys were one and done, weren't able to quite do it here. Big win here. I know, super exciting. Had all the crowd here. How much did the crowd help you guys kind of push and get it over the line right there at the end?
Oh, they're huge. You know, we love our crowd. It's great that everybody came out to support us. It means a lot to us.
All right, so you had the last shot there, Mick. What were you feeling there going in? Tie ball game, 3 seconds left. What was going through your head?
You know, you can definitely feel the pressure out there, but I was able to knock the first one down. That really took a lot of the pressure off. And then it was actually a good thing that I missed that last free throw. They didn't really know what to do with it, and time ran out.
Yeah, so another fantastic performance from both of you guys. Both of you guys finished with double-digit points here. Good job all around. I think you had four of your five starters finished with double-digit points. Whenever you're able to spread out the love, I'm sure that really makes it easier on each of you guys.
It's a great team win. Great team win.
So now you guys are going to take on Ron Colley, a tough team. You guys had a tough one against them earlier this year. Well, what do you remember seeing from them in that first game?
I remember we didn't have a great first half, but that second half we were able to do a lot more. And I think we're going to come out ready, and I believe that we will win. So.
All right, so what is the plan now? What are you guys doing after the rest of the night? Got to celebrate.
No, maybe DQ.
There we go.
DQ and some Fortnite.
Yeah. There we go. There we go.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for joining me, guys. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
So that was me. So that was Mick Utek and Zach Jordan, our co-players of the game.